A few people have been shot to death in Milwaukee in recent days, and several more city residents have been wounded by gunfire. Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett and Police Chief Ed Flynn are asking the state to support the idea of a mandatory minimum sentence for anyone who illegally possesses a handgun. The officials also want a special legislative session and a state match of the $500,000 Milwaukee will now put into police overtime costs. Governor Walker isn't rushing to okay state spending because he says a lot of other mayors probably also want money. He says the minimum sentencing idea sounds good, but that lawmakers can work on it during their regular fall session. Meantime, Walker says Milwaukee is a safe city.
I can see the city of Milwaukee from my front porch on my house at 68th and Bluemont. I don't have any fear. I didn't have any fear of inviting governors to the city of Milwaukee for the National Governors Association meeting.
Law enforcement parks outside Walker's house at night and provides security when he travels. Milwaukee Mayor Barrett says he's glad the governor seems open to the minimum sentence idea. But Barrett says, why wait?
People are dying right now. We want action now. This is not something where we want to sit around and wait. I think that the legislature and the governor can act right now.
Barrett and Walker also differ over whether the Act 10 budget repair bill of 2011 freed up more money in Milwaukee for police services. Barrett says this spring, Republicans denied more funding for a gunshot detection system in Milwaukee. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.